On the show today, we have Agora Services' very own Arkady Lapiro talking about modular banking, delivering innovations without touching the core, and he tells you all about it, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Agora Services' very own Arkady Lapiro. Arkady, how are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having us, Mike. Good to be here.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you have taken time out of your day to chat with us. We realize you're super busy, but we appreciate the time that you give us. And we're talking about a pretty cool topic here today called modular banking, delivering innovations without touching the core. So I want to start off with the foundation here, Arkady. So start off by telling me about the modular banking concept. What exactly is this? And then we can go into the details.
That's a very good question. I'm going to break some myth in a banking industry. There are legacy providers, you know them, Fiserv, Jack Henry, FIS, Finastra. Finastra is not is a very advanced one, by the way. But the myth is today for credit union is they need to ramp up their digital approach, digital banking. They're facing the mega bank, the big bank. They're facing challenger bank. And the myth is either you stay with your core, you change to another core, right, or you take a series of providers that are going to bring you single functionalities and you're going to aggregate them to build new products, new platform aside your core. That was the reality.
Okay.
That's a myth. There's a new way for credit union to ramp up the digital journey faster, easier, and cheaper, which is called modular banking. And what is modular banking? It's like, take a look at a Lego box. You want to build something. You take Lego, you agents the Lego, and you build a product. It's exactly what is modular banking. So modular banking, it's a set of functionalities with API that you can leverage and use a Lego box to build your own product on top of your core or alongside your core. Mm-hmm. A second myth that I'm going to dismantle is there's a lot of buzz about cloud banking. Everybody's talking about cloud banking, moving to the cloud, which is great. We are a cloud-based platform. The reality is if you're moving what was on one side, which is on-premise, to another side, which is on the cloud, you're still facing the same situation. It's called a silo, and it's not working. You can use the word cloud-based bank, but it's not working. So that's why what is needed is called microservices. Uh-huh. So very one sentence. What is modular banking? Modular banking, it's a set of features built on microservices architecture and which is leveraging cloud-based banking. This is what is called modular banking. Okay. And it's a new wave, a new way of banking, mm-hmm. And a new kind of technology, which is, I'm sure a lot of credit unions have not heard because that's a new wave of technology and it's coming. And we're leading this wave.
Awesome, awesome. And so why should a credit union consider this strategy as opposed to the other ones you mentioned?
Very easy. Your credit union. Today, what you see the challenger bank exploding. The big bank, the mega bank, they're putting billions on the table. What do? You call your preferred partner, your legacy core provider, and they will tell you it will take 12 months, 16 months to deploy a complete solution. And then meanwhile, what can happen? They can lose the business and be out of the business. You never know. Today, banking is going super fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you saw the numbers about green light, breaks, current step, all of them, they're raising at $1 billion valuation. But more important, they're gaining millions of users. So now you're a credit union. You're facing today, and the last 12 months, you were focused on PPP. That's great. But it was one time shot. Today, you have to project yourself in the next 5 years. What do? You need to, one, you need to go fast. Two, you need to be able to have the same product than all these big players on Challenger Bank. Mm-hmm. And three, you need to implement it in time to market. So today, the only way for this credit union to go a fast track, safe track, and with a easy implementation, it's this approach, modular banking. So there's three ways to leverage it. Either they're looking for single features, onboarding, virtual card, sub-accounts, like rewards plan, really like specific features. So they can use a modular banking approach with a provider like Agora and others, which are not many on the market as of today. And by plugging this API, it's a Lego box that you plug into the platform. Mm-hmm. Option two, which is right now we're super excited that we announced it, they can have access to fully white label solution. Basically, I'm sure all of your credit union listener, they heard about Greenlight.
Yeah.
Today, they can have their own Greenlight in 5 weeks, fully white label to the name and color. And we do everything. And when I'm saying we do everything, it's not just a website or an app. It's even advanced feature like sub account, saving account, rewards plan, tuition, donation, money pool, which is a collect fund features that we have a technology and even Greenlight doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. So they can have it. So that's a fast track for credit union.
Okay.
So why should they take a look at modular banking approach? Because today it's the fastest, easiest, and even most economic version for them to go faster.
Are there any credit unions on this? Are there any credit unions out there using this yet?
So right now we're talking to me. So we launched recently. We struck a partnership with Finastra, which is going to push our white label product. So we have two white label products. One, it's a teen account, and the other one, it's a SMB, small, medium business digital account. So we already announced on Finastra. We announced that 2 weeks ago to a press release with them. So we're discussing right now with a few credit unions, and we have a big interest for them.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And surprisingly, with credit union, we have some discussion with some of them. They want to launch a complete new digital bank. That means it's not using our single feature approach or our white label approach, which are already fully developed. It's really they want to build from scratch for certain use cases like elderly people, like loans on cars and things like that. So there's mm-hmm. really like they're focusing on the niche, the market, and they're looking for smart providers. So we have very active discussion into this.
Okay. Are there any like potential challenges credit unions should be aware of with this strategy, or is it pretty pretty simple?
So, sorry, Mike. There was an echo. What was your question?
I was saying, well, are there potential challenges to credit unions that they should be aware of with this strategy, or is it pretty easy to dive in?
So, if you take a look at the technology, assuming your provider like Agora has the right technology and a proven technology, it's an easy concept. The complexity will be, it's like if a credit union say, I don't want a fully white label, a turnkey solution. I want a workflow that I define, or I want to build my own digital bank. The challenge will be they need to have internally the culture of digital. So it's not everybody saying, I want a digital product. That means they have a knowledge. And unfortunately, it's like it's a very specific knowledge. You need to have a knowledge on the IT side, but on the customer side and on the strategy side. So certain credit union, when they have a sufficient size, they have everything in-house. Mm-hmm. When you're small, small one, it's complicated to have this in-house, this culture.
Yeah. I hear you. So what are some of the benefits of modular banking versus trying to integrate traditional services into the core?
Okay. So typically, when you say integration with the existing core, that means you need to integrate. Not every core is super friendly to integrate external solution.
Mm-hmm.
Approach number one. Approach number two, it's like when you want to integrate, even if they're friendly, it can take a certain time. Point three, it's like even if you integrate, that doesn't mean it will work 100%. So when you do modular banking, it can be integrated. Don't get me wrong. It can be integrated. So there's different path to integrate with the core. So the less you have a integration to make, the less friction you have. So typically, to have an optimized modular banking approach with a legacy core, you need to call a minimum viable API, basically one, which is the balance of the existing account, two, the option to move money from this account to another account, and three, it's reporting. That means sending back data from your platform to the core. So that's why, for example, when I mentioned that we are partnered with Finastra, they have an amazing platform. It's called mm-hmm. Fusion Fabric. Mm-hmm. It's a super proven, super IT, and it's super easy to, one, integrate, two, have access to qualified data, and three, have open communication back and forth. So we're starting with Finastra from that.
Gotcha. And so where can folks go to find out more information on this?
So either they can go on our website, agoraservices.us. There's also a white paper that we recently commissioned by Cornerstone Advisors. And so it's available on Cornerstone Advisors' okay. website.
Okay.
And three, they want, if your credit union working with Finastra, you can go to Fusion Fabric Finastra platform, and you can find us.
Okay, great. We'll put those links in the show notes. Very cool stuff here. Anything else here to wrap up here, Arkady? This is fascinating stuff. It sounds like a kind of a new direction for...
Yeah, it's a new direction, but once again, there's nothing new. It's like this kind of concept. I'm originally from Europe. I moved here 10 years ago to the US. Two decades ago, I was part of a funding and management team of a challenger bank. At that time, you called it digital bank. Mm-hmm. So we grew this challenger bank in Europe to have a $20 billion client asset in 8 years. Just to give you an indication, Chime was created like something like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say how much money they lose a year, a lot. And they have 13 million customers, 13, and maybe $5 billion deposit. So that's Chime, the online bank that I was part of the funding and management. We built it in 2000. Within 4 years, we made it profitable. And when I left a big bank, a legacy bank bought us. When I left in 2008, we had 20 billion euro, which is today 30 billion dollar asset in client asset. And it still exists today. So it's still that. So what I'm saying, it's like this kind of concept of building a technology, plugging a technology above legacy core. I did that already with a different kind of technology. It was not mm-hmm. cloud-based and it was not microservices, mm-hmm. but we built it. So what I'm saying, it's like there's an old sentence which is saying nothing is new, nothing is created from scratch. It's only transformation. And it's applied the same thing. It's just mm-hmm. new technology, new approach, but to something really to be aware to credit union. When you partner with a fintech, don't just take a look at the pitch. Take a look at the underlying technology. Take a look at the expertise and experience of the management. And are they coming from your world? And I'm coming from this world. I did that. I built new innovative product. And it's exactly what we're doing at Agora. Another difference, it's like we're not just providing modular banking. We're providing new innovative products. So we're going to launch early wage access coupled with a buy now pay later. We're going to plug in crypto, FX features. So it's not just like something, we're not traditional. We're new tech, new approach, change a bank-like approach, but for credit union.
Oh, exciting. Well, that's a great message for credit unions out there. And we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can get right to you and check it out and give you guys a call if they have any questions. I'm sure they will. So this is exciting, Arkady. So thank you very much for coming on and sharing with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.